Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Well, as we come round to the Word today, I wanted to begin by asking you a question. How often would you change outfits each day? Or maybe phrased differently, how many different types of garments or clothing would you go through in a 24-hour period? Well, for me, I would wake up in the morning, in my pajamas, of course. I would then change into my gym clothes, and having dropped the kids at school, I would go to the gym, then come home, shower, and then change into my work clothes. When the workday is finished, I would then change into some more casual clothes, and then obviously back into my pajamas before bedtime. But generally, the type of clothes or garments that you wear would depend on what you were trying to do or accomplish at that time. So for example, if you were going to a wedding, you'd put wedding garments on. You wouldn't pitch up at a wedding in shorts and flip-flops because it's just not the appropriate garments to use. If you were going swimming, you would put your swimming outfit on. You wouldn't go swimming in your wedding clothes. If you were, for example, a nurse, you would put your nurse's uniform on because that would enable you to be most effective and productive at what you were doing. If you're like me and you enjoy gardening, every time I garden, I put on an old pair of casual clothes that I don't mind if they get dirty or messed up. And if perhaps you were participating in a sport of any kind, you would wear the appropriate clothing or garments that would enable you to do that sport most effectively. You know, the Bible also speaks of a garment that is available to us as believers. If we become discouraged, or perhaps we just weighed down by the issues of life and maybe just feeling overwhelmed, then in the book of Isaiah 61, we see a prophetic passage of scripture that really speaks ahead to the time of Jesus. Jesus himself quoted this in Luke chapter 4 when he spoke of the ministry that the Father had sent him to earth for. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, that being Jesus, to give unto them, that being us, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now that spirit that the Bible speaks of is not a demonic spirit or an evil spirit, but really speaks of a posture of heaviness or a feeling of being weighed down or perhaps even overwhelmed. And you know, I think it's fair to say that in this strange season of life that we're in, it's the season of lockdown, I think many people have become discouraged, many are fearful, others are anxious and worried about the future. But the Bible says that at any moment we can choose to put on the garment of praise to counter the spirit of heaviness that we might be experiencing. And so I want to speak to you today into your home on putting on a garment of praise. You know, this is something we have to be intentional about. I've realized that praise just doesn't come automatically onto my life. I have to choose an attitude of praise. Just like when you woke up this morning, you had to choose the clothes that you would then put on. None of us just woke up this morning and there we were in all our glory, perfectly made up. No, we chose the garments that we put on. And the same is true when it comes to our praise. We have to intentionally put on the garment of praise to counter the spirit of heaviness. And I want to just share a few thoughts with you today regarding the area of praise that can hopefully build faith into your life today. The first thing about putting on a garment of praise is that it magnifies God in our lives. And I believe that our first priority as believers is always to magnify God, to exalt the Lord, to lift His name up, to elevate Him. And that's really what praise does for us. I think if we have to be honest, many of us are guilty too often of minimizing God in our life, where we reduce God's power and effectiveness in our life. You know, for those of you who work on computers and perhaps you use Word or Microsoft, you would know that there is an icon in the top right-hand corner of your screen where you can minimize the particular page that you are working on. And whenever you minimize a particular page, it then prioritizes other pages or other windows. You know, I think very often in life when we prioritize all the wrong things, we end up minimizing God. You know, I think sometimes we so busy prioritizing work and making money and perhaps even the pursuit of hobbies and things that bring pleasure to us. But in the process, we can end up minimizing God. I think another way to minimize God in our lives is when we magnify our problems. And no doubt in the season of life that we're currently in, there are many problems in our world. Many of us are dealing with problems in our personal lives. You know, this whole coronavirus thing is a problem for us, but I think we need to just be careful that we don't magnify our problems, that we don't just speak about all the negative stuff and everything that is wrong, because whenever we magnify our problems, we end up minimizing God. And then our problems can seem more severe than they are, not because they are, but simply because we've magnified our problems. You know, in Psalm 145, verse 1, the writer says, I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. I love that. Every day, adopting an attitude of praise. And, you know, particularly in this season where we're all on lockdown, I think one of the best things we can do with our time on a daily basis, as often as is possible, is just to begin to praise God. He goes on to say, yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. You know, I've realized that the more we praise God, the more we magnify him in our lives and the more tangible evidence we see of him working behind the scenes. You know, I'm sure most of you have at some point perhaps used a magnifying glass, and the goal of a magnifying glass is simply to highlight or increase the visibility of that which you are looking at. You know, I've realized that as I get older, my eyes are not as good as they used to be, and so I have to often use glasses or maybe even a magnifying glass just to make something more visible that I'm reading. And I think that's what praise does for us. When we praise God, when we put on a garment of praise, it magnifies God. All of a sudden, we're able to see and clearly discern that God is working in our lives. Because in a season like we're in, we can very easily feel isolated or abandoned, or it can seem like God has neglected us. But as we minimize our issues, we minimize our problems, as we magnify God, we discern and we see that God is clearly still working in our lives. And that's what praise does. Praise always magnifies God. Another thing that putting on a garment of praise does is that it lifts our soul above our circumstances. Do you ever have those days when you wake up in the morning and there's just that spirit of heaviness upon you? Some of you perhaps even say, yep, I wake up like that every morning. But you know, not all of us wake up each day having felt like we've just had a dose of happy juice where we get out of bed and we're bouncing around and we're just singing and praising because everything is wonderful. Most people don't wake up that way. Most people sometimes wake up a bit miserable or a bit grumpy. And you know, it's so easy to let that way that you wake up dictate the course of the rest of your day. You know, you can wake up miserable and just believe in your heart that, oh, well, it's just going to be one of those days. But I believe every day when we wake up, we have a choice to either allow those feelings to determine the course of the day we're going to have, or we can choose, as the Bible says, when the spirit of heaviness is there, to put on the garment of praise. It's a daily decision we have to make. But know that when you make that decision, it lifts your soul beyond your circumstances. You know, in Psalm 42, we read of David, and David was a man of great faith. He wrote most of the Psalms that we have in the Bible, and he knew about worship. He was a praise leader, but even David had days when he woke up with that spirit of heaviness. And in Psalm 42, verse 5, he writes and he says, why are you downcast, O my soul? You know, the soul always speaks of our mind, our will, our emotions, how we are feeling. And David here begins to discern that the way he feels is not right. And the way he's been thinking is not aligned with the word of God. And so he begins to speak to his soul. He goes on and says, why are you so disturbed within me? You know, I believe there's times when we've got to talk to our soul, when we've got to say, soul, I'm not going to let you think those thoughts. Soul, I'm not going to let you feel how you're feeling. I'm going to override that by putting on the garment of praise. And David goes on in speaking to his soul by saying, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. You know, I've realized that being a Christian doesn't make us exempt from issues and from being discouraged. I think it would be great if we were exempt from it. Now that I've given my life to Jesus, everything is just perfect all the time. Unfortunately, life doesn't work like that. And you know, perhaps in this season, you are feeling particularly overwhelmed. You know, you may be in your home watching today, and you, because of lockdown, you're all by yourself. Maybe you're feeling incredible loneliness. Perhaps there's been tragedy in your life that has recently taken place. Maybe you are ill. Maybe you are even physically battling the coronavirus right now. Maybe you're worried about work and whether there is going to be any work for you when the season ends. Perhaps the bills are still coming in, but you've got no income coming in. All these are things that tend to weigh us down. But when you and I choose to put on the garment of praise, that praise will always lift your soul beyond your circumstances. In Psalm 103, David again says, let all that I am praise the Lord. In other words, let everything about me choose to give praise to God. He says, with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. You know what praise really is? Praise is an audible reminder for our soul that God is always good, that God is still gracious, that God is still kind and merciful and forgiving. Every time our mouth speaks praise, it is an audible reminder to our soul of the goodness of God. And you know, praise really is simply telling God who he is. And we don't tell God who he is because he needs reminding of who he is. So when we praise God, God's not sitting up in heaven going, oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me that I'm good. Thank you for reminding me that I'm kind because I had forgotten. No, we don't tell God who he is because he needs reminding, but we tell him who he is because we need reminding. We need to be reminded of the goodness of God, particularly when that spirit of heaviness comes upon our lives. You know, one of the best ways that you can go about this is simply by opening up your Bible, maybe even to the book of Psalms, and just beginning to read them and speak them audibly over your lives. And as you speak that word with authority, you begin to praise God. And it's amazing how that heaviness begins to lift off you, because praise will always lift our soul beyond our circumstances. You know, the great C.S. Lewis once said that only in the act of praise and worship can a person learn to believe in the goodness and greatness of God. Another thing about putting on a garment of praise is that it leaves no room for complaining or negativity. You know, I read a story of a man who was in a restaurant one night and he complained all the way through the night, particularly about the temperature in the restaurant. So he called the waiter over and he said, waiter, it's too hot in here. Please, can you do something about the temperature? The waiter just smiled and said, yes, sir, no problem. And half an hour later, the man called the waiter again. He said, waiter, it's too cold in here now. Please, can you adjust the temperature? The waiter just smiled and said, yes, sir. Anyway, this went on over and over again throughout the night until eventually the man left. Well, there was another family sitting at the table behind where the waiter was. And the man at that table said to the waiter, he said, sure. He said, if I were you, I would have kicked that guy out the restaurant long ago. He gave you such a hard time. The waiter just smiled and looked at the man and he said, no, it wasn't a problem at all. He said, we don't even have air conditioning in this restaurant. You know, I think the reality is that some people are just very good at complaining. In fact, I think some people even perhaps have the spiritual gift of complaining. So when it comes to the weather, well, it's either too hot or it's too cold, or it's too windy, or it's too rainy, or it's too overcast. It's always too something. You know, when it comes to our country, people are always finding things to be negative about. We're negative about the economy. We're negative about the president. We're negative about Eskom, we're negative about the coronavirus, we're negative about lockdown. It's easy to be negative about your spouse or your kids or the fact that you're now isolated and you can't go anywhere. You know, I think even when it comes to church, there are some people who complain on a normal Sunday that they have to go to church. And now that we're in lockdown, they're complaining that they can't go to church. I think there's just always going to be something to complain about or something to be negative about. But the truth is that when you and I choose to put on the garment of praise, it leaves no room for negativity or complaining. Because I've realized you can't praise God at the same time that you're complaining. We're either praising or we're being negative. And if we're praising, then there's no room to be complaining or to be negative. You know, in the book of Habakkuk, we see a great passage of scripture there that many of you would be familiar with. And this was really just a dry, barren season, perhaps even a season of lockdown for the prophet. And he laments in Habakkuk 3:17 and says, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, that's not a good season to be in, but it gets worse. He says, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren. You might say, gee, well, that's a lot to be negative about. He says, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty. In other words, everything is going wrong. He says, yet. And I love that yet, because he's saying, in spite of my circumstances, in spite of the fact that I'm confined and isolated and we're in lockdown, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. You know, I think that's a great way to live life. Not just to live life, but also to navigate the season. There is always something to be thankful for. There is always something to give praise to God about. But we have to make a decision to intentionally put on the garment of praise. You know, I think another thing about praise is that it's also a sign of Christian maturity. You know, anyone can complain. Anyone can be negative. In fact, it's one of the most easiest things for us to do. You know, for many of us, we just have to open our mouth and there's complaining and negativity that comes out. But I believe that if we can praise God in a season where there's seemingly very little to give praise for, it's a great sign of spiritual maturity. And I wonder perhaps whether the season of life that we're in will perhaps reveal to many of us just exactly how spiritually mature we actually are. A man by the name of Brian Johnson, who's a worship leader from Bethel Church, put it quite profoundly. And speaking of praise, he says, lifting him, that being God, up with radical praise is not ignoring the issues. You know, sometimes we're accused as Christians of just pretending through our praise and sugarcoating all our issues as if they weren't really there. You know, we sometimes call the happy clappers. Oh, look, there go the happy clappers again. But we're not, through praise, ignoring the issues. We're not pretending they're not there. He says, lifting him up with radical praise is not ignoring the issues. Instead, it is saying, though we face the grave, we will continue to sing through it and continue to say, you are God and you are good. It's important to let praise flow out of your mouth even if your head disagrees. You know, our head, our mind, our thoughts, our feelings will always try to rationalize things. Your feelings will say to you, no, you have a right to complain. Your feelings will say to you, it's okay to be negative in this season of life because everything is negative and circumstances are not ideal. You know, I think it's easy to praise God when everything is going well. You know, when there's money in the bank account and the marriage is good and your kids are doing well. Anyone can praise God when things are going well. But can you praise God when things are not going well? In a season of lockdown, a season of great change. You know, it's easy to praise God when you feel like it. When you wake up on the right side of the bed in the morning and you just have a sense that it's going to be a great day. It's easy to praise God in those moments. But can you still praise God when you don't feel like praising Him? Because I think that is the true test of Christian maturity. Another thing about putting on a garment of praise is that it reveals a thankful heart. You know, something that is true for all of us is that our mouths will always reveal what is inside our hearts. Recently, we had a birthday party for one of our young children, and all the parents bring their kids over, and they normally stay at the party with their kids. And one of the dads of one of the girls then proceeded to tell me about the heavy night that he'd had the night before. I just simply asked the question, "How are you doing?" And he launched into all the details of the night he had. He said it was a hard night. "We partied hard," he said. "We drank way too much." And he said, "I only got home at 4 in the morning. And then he told me how his wife gave him a mouthful because he got home so late. And I just stood there going, okay, that's cool. And then immediately after that, he asked me a question and he said, "So what do you do for a living?" And I said, "Well, it's funny that you should ask." I said, "I'm the pastor of that church just down the road." And immediately he went, "Ooh," he said, "I probably shouldn't have told you everything I just did." And I just said, "No, man, you don't worry. It's all good." But what it reminded me of again is that what the mouth speaks is always because of what is in the heart. And our ability to praise God will always determine the level of thankfulness for what he's done that is in our heart. In Hebrews 13, verse 15, the Amplified Bible says that through him, that being Christ, therefore let us continually and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. You know, I read this and I'm just reminded again that praise is always the evidence of a thankful heart. I think every single one of us has got so much to be thankful for, more than we can imagine, even in the season of uncertainty. Even though we might seem to be under house arrest, locked in our own homes, we've got so much to be thankful for. Let your praise be evidence of all that you are thankful to God for in the season of change. William Law was an English priest from the 1700s, and he once very profoundly said that God smiles when we praise and thank him continually. Few things feel better than receiving heartfelt praise and appreciation from someone else. God loves it too, he says. And then he goes on to say that an amazing thing happens when we offer praise and thanksgiving to God. When we give God enjoyment, our own hearts are filled with joy. You know, when you and I choose to put on a garment of praise, not only is God blessed in the process, but our own lives and our own hearts are blessed as a result. And so the garment of praise is the tool to lift that spirit of heaviness that we might be feeling. Let me give you one more thought today regarding putting on a garment of praise. It releases God's power into our lives. You know, I read of a young 9-year-old boy whose name is Willie Myrick. And he lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And one day when he came home from school, he was walking up the driveway and a car pulled out in the road and the driver lured and enticed him into the car by offering him money. He then locked the doors and began to drive away. And very clearly, the kidnapper was plotting to do harm to young Willie Myrick. Well, fortunately for Willie Myrick, even as a 9-year-old, he had grown up in church. Every Sunday, his grandmother would take him. And he used to enjoy singing along to the songs that they taught the kids in Sunday school. And on this particular day, in the backseat of the car, Willie Myrick began to sing his favorite praise song. For the next 3 hours, over and over and over, he audibly began to sing the song of praise. Well, the kidnapper was threatening him and yelling at him to stop and, you know, threatening to harm him. And eventually the kidnapper became so irate and infuriated that he drove young Willie Myrick back, dropped him off and told him to get out the car. Now you might think, oh, well, that's just coincidence. I don't think there's any coincidence involved there. Because what it shows us is that there is great power when we open our mouths and we begin to praise God. Never forget that praise is a supernatural weapon of warfare. Praise always pierces the darkness. Praise pushes back the agenda of the devil. Praise has a way of breaking strongholds in our lives. And praise also frees us. It frees us from worry. It frees us from doubt. It frees us from anxiety. It frees us from fear. And the wonderful thing that we can all know today, that as believers, praise is available to every single one of us. We just have to choose to put on the garment of praise. You know, in the book of 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, in chapter 20, we read of a king called Jehoshaphat, who was a godly man. He was the king of Judah. But he, along with the people, found themselves in desperate circumstances. Three enemy armies had merged against them, and they were about to be wiped out. It was a hopeless situation. There was nothing they could do about it. It was a complete mismatch. But the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3, that Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news, and he begged the Lord for guidance. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang: "Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever." And then verse 22 says, at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to begin fighting among themselves. The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. God literally wiped out a massive enemy army simply because his people chose to put on the garment of praise. It was a hopeless situation, and I bet in that moment on the battlefield, they didn't feel like praising God, because when we face our worst battles, praise is often the thing we least feel like doing, yet it is the thing that we need to do more than anything else. They chose to put on a garment of praise, and God powerfully and miraculously intervened. Psalm 22 verse 3 says of God that you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel. God's power is always found in the midst of praise. And I think in this season, we're all fighting the same thing together. We're all fighting against this coronavirus. We're all fighting for life to get back to normal. But perhaps you've got other things you're fighting in this season. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's doubt. Maybe it's worry. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's anxiety. But can I just encourage you one more time to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness? Because when you enter God's presence with praise, he enters your circumstances with power. I hope you can receive that word today.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.